Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight, right on the transmitting Jovel South out of Nashville, Tennessee. We are live and direct here on the 11th day of March. My, how time moves on. Tonight, part three of the series that we've been doing, The Riddler. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we did part one, if you remember, of the covenant that Edom would break the yoke of Jacob Israel and the prosperity and rule over them for a specified amount of time for disobedience. The second part of our message was the jokers. My, how they come on strong. These are Esau, Edomite, Edoms that they have this contract to do what they're doing. And the suffering servant, the prodigal sons of the house of Israel, we loved the hog pen, if you will, the swine food, the things of the world. We're going to discuss those tonight, but tonight, part three of the Riddler is the magic money makers, or the 3M boys, as we'll call them, exclusively, ladies and gentlemen, the greatest hoax perpetrated upon man. Everyone suffered except those to whom had the covenant blessings to impose a punishment of seven times. We're going to talk about that, the 2,520 years of a punishment that the house of Israel would live under the bondage of the Esau Edomite system. Man, as she is Cadillacing or Rolls Royce-ing down the major highway, broad is the way, and many there be for the covetous practices. We're going to discuss that Greek word, ladies and gentlemen, when Christ, in the 16th chapter of the book of Luke, he was encountering the Pharisees. And the Bible says the Pharisees were covetous. Well, that's the King James Version. But the Greek version said the Pharisees were lovers of money. How about that? Just so happens to be that these Esau Edomites brought their bloodline by trickery. They sold the tares right into the house of Israel. They came in because they went down to the land of Egypt with Jacob and the 70 souls that migrated out of the land where Israel should have been blessed. And yet for disobedience, for the bondage journey, a type, ladies and gentlemen, that the house of Israel went down into the land of Egypt. In the 46th chapter of the book of Genesis, verses 10, there is a Canaanite affection, connection, that went down out of the house of Simeon. He had a Canaanite son by one of the Canaanite daughters. They got in through the tribe of Simeon. Now, verse 12, that's verse 10 of 46 Genesis. In verse 12, we're going to deal primarily with, because this is the tribe that became noted as the blessed tribe. And they have the distinct honor of being recognized around the world almost. There's a remnant that knows better, but almost because of the Judeo preachers that are preaching this type of theology that the Jews are God's chosen people. Many have bought into this poison apple or this 3M conspiracy that we're going to talk about, and we're going to tell you how it developed, how it was blessed and sanctioned by those who had been deceived. The Bible Bible says that Satan will deceive the very elect. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that the first thing Satan wanted to do was take the name out of the mouth of the prophets of the house of Israel and shackle them as they shackled Jeremiah as he preached to a rebellious, stiff-necked, and uncircumcised in heart and soul people of the house of Judah. Ladies and gentlemen, in 721 B.C. approximately, the 10 northern tribes were removed, and we're going to talk about that, and we're going to, oh my, I have so much, I don't know where I can get through part three and finalize the Riddler, the Edomite Covenant, the Joker, and the Magic Moneymakers. Oh my, probably I could do 3 hours on the last part that I'm trying to wedge into and put in to a 1 hour package with so much of the great mystery still today. Did you know that the Bible says that Satan would deceive the very elect? In the scriptures that we're going to talk about in the 24th chapter of the book of Numbers, and we're going to Balaam's prophecy. And Balaam's anger was kindled against, or Balak's anger was kindled against Balaam, and he smote his hand together, and Balak said unto Balaam, I call for you to curse my enemies. Now his enemies were the house of Israel. And behold, thou hast altogether blessed them with your blessings 3 times. Therefore now flee thou to thy place, I thought, to promote thee into great honor. But lo, Yahweh hath kept thee back from honor. Yahweh! And Balaam said to Balak, Spake I not also to thy messengers when thou sentest them unto me, saying, If Balak would give me his house full of gold and silver, I cannot go beyond the commandment of Yahweh to do either good or bad. Now, you see, ladies and gentlemen, right here, the Balak plan. He couldn't curse Israel because Yahweh had blessed them, and you can't curse what has been blessed, but you can trick them out of their possession. And the instruction that Balaam gave to Balak in the final episode was, according to the book of Josephus, was to send their daughters and their sons and mix and mingle into the house of Israel. Now, this is the master plan of the magic moneymakers. Oh, yeah, they prospered. Not only did they get into the house of Israel, not only are they now noted as God's chosen people, Christ identified them as the sons of the snake, the brotherhood of the snake order. Masterful, crafty, wise. And they came in to a people, a sheeple, dumb sheep, if you will, hard-headed sheep. Stiff-necked and uncircumcised sheep. In the 25th chapter, Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredoms with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people and sacrificed to their gods, and the people did eat and bow down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor, and the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Israel. Oh my, ladies and gentlemen, the Balak plan. According to the book of Josephus, since he could not curse what Yahweh had blessed, he said, send in and make mixed marriages with them. And the Bible says that that's what they did. Balak knew that he was talking to a pretty smart prophet. Now, this was a prophet of gain. The Bible said Balaam's wickedness ran in the error of covetousness, and so he himself joined himself to Baal Peor, which was the Canaanite connection of the wise serpents, the beautiful daughters and the son. See, ladies and gentlemen, the devil is not ugly. He can mix and mingle his seed among the strange flesh kind and bring them to the borders of your mind and have you bringing back the Filipino daughters from Malaysia, from China, from Japan, and from the countries where the strangers invaded through bloodline genetics at the invitation of those who were to remain pure and to those who were to not, according to Deuteronomy chapter 7. Listen to me as we are going to go there now. I've got to hurry. I'm in a hurry. I can't get all of this in tonight, but pray for me. You that know the commands, you that know the conspiracy, you that know the master plan of the magic moneymakers, the formulators of a system that is unprecedented, the greatest hoax, the greatest robbery of wealth and blessings and covenants that Yahweh commanded to do for all of those things that he might preserve the house of Israel alive as it was and to promote the righteousness. Instead, they went a-whoring after Baal Peor and the Canaanite connection of the magic moneymakers. Oh, how they wanted to see something tangible for barter purposes. When will the Sabbaths be gone? It says in the book of Amos, chapter 8, verses 5. When will the new moon be gone? Oh, we don't even have a new moon reckoning today, Pastor Buddy. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the master minds that brought in the master plan of the magic money makers thought to change times and laws, according to Daniel 7:25, and they have inflicted the deceptionable conspiracy upon the minds and the hearts, and they brought the veil of ignorance, fear, and superstition, and the lust and covetous for the love of money, as it's written in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, the love of money, the Apostle Paul, that great prophet that spoke a prophetic message, said that they would be covetous. In this scripture of the Greek, that word covetous is lovers of money. Paul came right out with it. In plain, everyday, common, down-to-earth language that's easy to be understood. Paul said, I have not come to you with enticing words of man's wisdom. I've come to you with plain speech, and I've become your enemy because I tell you the truth. We've got people today that is so far in debt that the farther they go, the behinder they get. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the master plan of the magic money makers, as the Joker and the Riddler and those of the conspiracy have fought in their heart. If we cannot overcome the power, then we can neutralize their power by being in control and directing the head. If they're not the head, at least they drive the ship. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we've become the tail end with our minds, not our head. It is a spiritual warfare that we are wrestling against daily, and oh, how we need to pray, how we need to build altars across this country and swear an oath of allegiance and raising the hand and proclaiming that we are in covenant contract and will return to Yahweh with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the Bible said, lift up the hands that hang down. raise them in a covenant contract upon an altar of salt and swear by him that made heaven and earth. Because the Bible said, swear not by heaven and earth, but swear by him that made it. And by his name we swear an oath of allegiance to break the magic spell of the magic money makers. The only way we'll retain or regain or have returned to us the things that Satan stole. The thief cometh but to kill, steal, destroy, and he will steal the nickels off of a dead man's eye. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not only taxing you to the grave, they tax you beyond the grave. As they tax with the axe, chopping into the minds of Israel, and Israel loves to have it so, as they feel guilt to be blessed. They feel guilt because they have a conscience. Other people or other, you see, a snake don't have any conscience. You can sleep with him until hell freezes over, but sooner or later, he's going to bite you. That's what snakes do. They bite you. They shall bite you. When Christ said that he recognized these serpents as their father, king, children. And ladies and gentlemen, he did not deny. According to John 8:37 through 44, he did not deny that these Pharisees, who were lovers of money, the Bible says in the King James, covetous, in the Greek and other translations, it says lovers of money, coveting money, lovers of money. They are attracted to money. Wealth is attracted to them. It seems like that the power of wealth, they have the magic to attract wealth out of nothing. And enter, if you will, a time in the past when this actually happened, as they created a wealth out of nothing. Here it says, when Yahweh shall bring you into the land, the new Jerusalem, not the little sandbox that we departed from, according to 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10, among many other prophecies, that those people that departed in 721 B.C. would never return back to that area. Now, my question to you is, how could that little sandbox, unless it's supported with the wealth of the United States, it cannot exist even today to maintain 3 to 4 million people, let alone 300 million people out of one nation, the United States, and 100 million out of Great Britain, and 50 million out of Germany, and so on and so forth. How do you think that the house of Israel could return back to a sandbox that can't even support a million people in justification, let alone the hundreds of millions of the sands of the sea, of a commonwealth, of the scattered sheep of the house of Israel, who said they shall never return? Samuel the prophet. They shall depart from this land into a land where Yahweh shall send them to possess it. And he will cast out many nations. Think about the journey of the Caucasians, how that they drove out nations of heathen to become heathen themselves and learn the ways of the heathen and serve their gods and bow their knees and forget the God of Jacob, of Abraham, of Isaac. They will not speak his name. Why? Because there's a controversy, Pastor Buddy. We serve Jesus today. We don't serve Yahweh. Well, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't change. His name, written in your Bible, translated out of the editions where they did not want you to remember that name. The first thing that Satan did was pull the name right out of the heart and the mouth of Jacob Israel. And when the name of Yahweh departed from them, the Ichabod, or the glory of Israel, ceased to be. They became common people, and they became heathen in their thinking, perverted in their minds. God gave them up to worship the host of heaven and the gods of the heathen, whom their fathers did not know. And so it is that when he said, I will cast out the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, seven times nations greater than mightier than they. Ladies and gentlemen, this Esau-Edom relationship to the house of Israel is so close that it will take a tare wheat separator named Yahweh in the day that he comes in his wrath, when he comes to send his angels to gather the wheat into the barn and the tares into the fire, and the bundle of the worthless money that they have created out of nothing to relieve you of your materials and your precious things such as silver and gold and things that are treasured in heaven and valued. They've done it with a piece of money, and it's called the magic money makers. Oh my. Oh, I just wish that I had the time to go into the rest of this. And when Yahweh shall deliver you before them, and you shall smite them and utterly destroy them, and thou shalt make no covenant. Ladies and gentlemen, we've made a covenant with death. We've made a covenant with a snake people. Oh, they sit behind their desk. They operate in clandestine ways behind the scenes. You go into your a favorite family bank anywhere in this nation, and it looks like a legitimate operation. People are dressed in business suits. The ladies look very lovely as they take your money to pay on your mortgages or your cars or your land. Ladies and gentlemen, this covenant we should not make, and it is a fact that we should neither make marriages with the system of the offspring of these money-loving Edomites out of the house of Cain that mixed into the house of Judah in Genesis chapter 46, verse 12. Check it out. And this Edomite, this Canaanite, mixed in with the blood of Jacob Israel. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's enough blood to perverting, and there was enough blood in these two sons, these Cain sons. Cain got his blood into the house, and they carried Cain's blood, the snake blood, the evil blood, the lion blood, the wise blood, and they became the Pharisees and the Sadducees that loved the chief seats, and they were lovers of money. And ladies and gentlemen, they've only got more greedy as time and history goes on. Time would not permit me tonight to go into detail some of the things that they have done and the wealth that they own as they take your labor, pay you a worthless piece of paper. You say, oh, buddy, we all work for the FRNs, the Federal Reserve notes. Ladies and gentlemen, This is not real money. This is play money. This is the monopoly of how that the magic money makers have ruled over the house of Israel. Not only have they got into the blood of Jacob, they've got into his lifeblood. And now they've got into his pocketbook, and now he's got his back bent low, making the bricks and the mortars and building nations as the Edomites tear it down. So that you can build it up again. Slave labor, the Pharaoh system of punishing Israel seven times more. Thou shalt not make marriages with their daughters, and thou shalt not give thy sons to their daughters, and thou shalt not, surely not, take their sons into your house as sons-in-law. It's sons against the law. And yet today it's become a common law. This mixture of this illicit magic-making formula of the blood infused into, listen to what Yahweh said, verse 4, they shall turn your sons away from following me. Ladies and gentlemen, the 7th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy is so correct in prophetic times. And Yahweh said, they shall serve other gods. Well, we've got other gods. We've got a Trinitarian God. We've got a dual God. We don't have the one God, Yahweh. When we do bring him up, we want to use some other generic name to place on their forehead. These apostles of deception and deceit. Hell has enlarged her borders to receive you. And you shall, under the prophetic word of Yahweh, you shall receive the greater damnation for turning away the sons of Israel to follow the wolves and to slaughter the innocent sheep, as they have forgotten his name. They've forgotten his plan. They forgot his racial covenant. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, we're all one big earthly happy family. That's the devil's joke on those that believe that lie. Thus saith, ye shall deal with them. You shall destroy their altars, break down their images, cut down their groves, and burn their graven images with fire. Graven image. You know what, a dollar bill? It's a graven image. And yet, people coveted it. Murder! Kill! Steal! They'll work their fingers to the bone to obtain. As they beg for a mortgage before the bankers that sit out there in their three-piece businesses, as they charge their brother's usury and create a depressed state where that they can charge debt to the cause. Oh, yes. That usury is added to the debt. And America, America is now the most debt-ridden country in the world through the magic moneymaker's formula. The 3M boys are at work while you sleep, or while you toil, while you worry about your next mortgage payment. They're eating, drinking, and being merry, counting their fortunes. Thou art a holy people to Yahweh. Yahweh hath chosen you to be a special people. Oh my, you don't know how special you are, Israel. You don't know how purposed you are. And yet, Yahweh says, do not bow down to them. But because Yahweh loved you and because he kept the oath which he swore to your fathers, ladies and gentlemen, that blessing will always be there for Israel. But you can get a truckload of wealth and go to sleep at the store and let the thief come in and steal it. He stole your blessings. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the act of the Esau Edomite magic moneymakers that have a covenant with Edom. They become the jokers and the jokes on Israel. They became the magic moneymakers, creating money and wealth out of the thin air. Farewell, O Israel, you reject the commandments and the blessings of Yahweh to keep your own tradition. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know that Yahweh is a strong tower. I know that the righteous will soon get on board. I know that the time is coming when you'll get on the battlefield. Let's take a break down at the bottom there. This is Pastor Buddy. You're listening to Shepherd's Call. And tonight, part three of The Riddler, The Magic Moneymakers. I'll be right back. Listen to the battlefield song.
Look, I'm gonna serve him till I die. And I'm on the battlefield. Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Shepherd's Call, Pastor Buddy, live tonight on WWCR, where the rubber meets the road, where truth prevails over the lies of the magic moneymakers. Ladies and gentlemen, are we ever going to break? Part two of this message will be how that Israel will, the promises. Oh my, if I didn't have this promise, if that wasn't something to lean on, the staff of understanding. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that Satan, being the crafty one that he is, has a way that seemeth right? Did you know that Satan, in all of his ways, is going to destroy you? If you follow him, learn not, listen to me well, learn not the ways of the heathen. Why? Because if you learn their ways, you'll forget Yahweh's ways. But there's so many people, Pastor Buddy, that are going to these other churches and they don't preach like you do. And surely, since you're just who you are, and you're a nobody, you're just one of those poor, struggling street preachers from the hills of Tennessee. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh has called me and chosen me and trained me on the hills and in the the knowledge. And I'll assure you that this knowledge has not puffed me up. It has humbled me. And I rest tonight on the staff of my understanding by knowing that there is a covenant promise, as Paul knew in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1, 2 through 4. This know that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of Yahweh. This self-love, it is self-evident that not all men are created equal, as the world has persuaded you to believe. It's not true. There's a people that's got a covenant, and they love not their lives. The Bible says, except you come to me and hate yourself, hate your mother, hate your father. Oh, it takes men and women with a backbone like a saw log of the hills of East Tennessee, the giant, the populars. You become very unpopular when you stand for Yahweh, when you fall out of love with yourself and the system of the world. And you start renouncing the magic moneymakers and the Edomite Edoms and the jokers and come against them, they shall hate you. And the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 28:10, the first thing that they will hate, you see, they hid the name. The Esau Edomites hid the glorious, magnanimous, magnificent name of Yahweh. And then when men begin to cease speaking and praising with the lips of understanding and knowledge and started running after the harlot whores and the created artificial generic names of Baal, Jesus, get the message, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, but it's in the Bible, Pastor, buddy. The Bible said, cursed are they that add to it, and cursed are they that take away, but blessed are they that rightly divide it. Ladies and gentlemen, search the scriptures, for wherein you think you have eternal life. Self-love. The fulfillment of that prophecy is major today. Self-love. Lovers of their own self. Heady, high-minded. Lovers of pleasures. Oh, my. Second love is, of all things, the implicit word of a covetous, which in the Greek is money lovers. Well, I've got me a mortgage patch, buddy, and I'm going to be somebody. I'm going to keep up with the Joneses. Well, I'm even thinking about getting another addition built onto my home, and I think I'll just go ahead and mortgage what I've done paid and get me another. You see, Satan is so smart to get you into debt. I talked to a good friend up in Wisconsin, Brother Bob, who is good at finances. And yet he himself has been blessed with the understanding, but cursed with the material things. You see, marvel not if the wicked prosper and they cast the truth of your understanding to the ground. And they take up the names of these Baals. Ladies and gentlemen, I could have one of the biggest churches in Tennessee if I would go with the name of Baal in my mouth. If I would praise Baal and bow to the system that has been ordained and orchestrated and brought in by the Edomite jokers and the magic moneymakers. But I refuse. As for me and my house, I will serve Yahweh. I will fear him with all of my heart. I will humbly seek him in fasting and prayer. I will call his name out daily through my mouth. And the high praises will be upon my lips. Because I don't love money. I love Yahweh. Did you know that the Pharisees love money? In the last days, we shall give in to those that love money. Well, what what's the Bible say about it, Pastor Buddy? Well, this is, you know, most people, most of these people, even in the name of Yahweh, have gone astray and erred and gone in the way of Balaam to bow their understanding at the throne of the ignorance of these who are going about to deceive the very elect. For the Apostle Paul said in 1 Timothy 6 and 10, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Oh, he's a false prophet, oh, Pastor Buddy. Well, I would call somebody that's preaching the truth a prophet of truth. But I know it's not popular, because if you've got money, you can build the biggest church in town. And all of those that want to sit in the biggest church will be the path to your door. And that old cliche, he that builds a better mousetrap will attract the mouses to his door. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't have a mousetrap for you. I have the word for you. The word is a cutting. I'm on the cutting edge of the word. I'm at the bottom of the barrel. But I'm in the barrel. I'm not outside the barrel. I'm inside the barrel of understanding. And down this straight and narrow barrel is the bullet of truth that will pierce even your understanding, your heart. The joints and the marrow of your very bone will be pierced with the mighty word of Yahweh in the last days, as he sends the prophets to proclaim, thou shall. Oh my. Oh my. I get such a thrill in my soul. My flesh man suffers daily. I'm in need. I'm in want. I need help. But nobody will help me. I cry night and day for those to come out of the Broadway, and yet few come. But the ones that do, I'd rather eat herbs with a few in the house of righteousness than to dance to the music of the Riddler and the Joker and the magic moneymakers with a seamlight way and dwell in a house of a fool. Ladies and gentlemen, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which some have coveted after and have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many mortgage sorrows. Oh, if I hadn't had good credit, I wouldn't have went in debt, Pastor Buddy. But now I owe so much, now I gotta go to work. I can't keep a Sabbath. You know, you teach them old lunar Sabbaths, and you know, glory to God, I can't keep them because I got to be at General Motors. I'm making $23 an hour. You just keep working at General Motors. Pretty soon, sooner than later, General Motors will be going to the country that's seeking to destroy you. You know why? Because they're owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Edomite jokers and the magic moneymakers who will destroy the infrastructure of America piecemeal and take it and give your wealth and blessings to your enemies. And they will come in to your universities. Check around, ladies and gentlemen. You'll see those that are non-Israelite walking the aisles of your major learning centers. You'll see sitting behind the desk of the major government employer, the system of the United States. You'll see those that are not Jacob Israel telling you what to do, making you bow as you go in and beg for mercy to maintain your mortgage, as the magic moneymakers and the jokers and the Edomite midnight ramblers are on their job and have done it well while you are asleep. As Christ gave that prophetic parable, while he slept, the enemy came and sowed the tares. Men will commit all manner of evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. when you find major money, jerk it up by the roots and you'll find a needlemite. Joker! Hanging on the roots. And most of them are fighting to hang on to get their share as hungry wolves as they devour the sleeping body of Rip Van Winkle. No wonder they call him Rip, because the wolves have ripped his blessings right out of his own bosom. Now he's at the hog pen, the swine pen, because he loved to eat swine's flesh. Ladies and gentlemen, oh my, money, oh the love of money, major money. We're not talking about a $300 paycheck that you and your wife have to work and your children become of age. They have to babysit or earn money because you can't make the mortgage payment. You've got to have a new car. You've got to have a new wash machine. You've got to have a new creature comfort because you love and covet after the things that Satan has enticed you, as he now is in control through the major money makers as they work their magic, as they convert out of nothing, out of thin air, they manufacture a worthless piece of paper and charge you for even the paper it's printed on. The debt of the United States of America has grown to a staggering amount. Ladies and gentlemen, every man, woman, and child in America is now controlled by 1% of the Edomite jokers and the tare sowers, as they have worked their magic money-making ability to rob you of your silver and gold and your precious things and the treasures that the Bible said would be here in the land of milk and honey. But there is still a promise, and I got to get it in before I close, because, ladies and gentlemen, I am just getting into the meat of my message. This has just been introductory groundwork, laying a gestalt. But I hope and pray that you take this scripture, write it down. There shall come in the last days a people purposed and directed from the birthright house of Joseph. They will be flames of fire. They will start a revolution through a revelation for the nation. Let me repeat that. They shall start a revolution with a revelation for the nation of the last days. What is that scripture, Pastor Buddy? Chapter 11. Again, the Apostle Paul, who some brethren have heard from the faith, cast slanderous accusations against this great man that suffered more than all the other apostles combined, as he came with a love in his heart, bound to preach to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, to which he had the approval of all the apostolic fathers, until they want to throw that book out of the Bible. Did you know that they'll take that book out, the book of Acts, because of the 15th chapter of the book of Acts, they want to throw it out and dismiss it as rubbish, something that Paul wrote, or Luke wrote, or Timothy wrote. They throw these books out, and they throw out the blessing of understanding and revelation. Many, according to the Apostle Peter, in his book, they won't throw that now, but here's what Peter said about this great man named Paul. Many will wrestle with his scriptures. They say, oh, he tried to do away with the law, glory to God. And I ask these people how much law they keep, and they stutter and mutter and peep and pout and doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, how many covenants have you made with Yahweh? Have you ever sworn an oath to Yahweh, an assault covenant? That's under the law. Try it out if you don't believe it. It's in there. They made covenants. They built altars. Have you ever built an altar? Would you be ashamed to build you an altar? Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that the blessings of Israel have been converted to the enemy? And that Yahweh said, I will not return your blessings until you put my name back in your mouth, and my name will be declared in the last days with the house of Joseph, the birthright people of understanding, for there shall come out of Zion. Verse 25. Out of the house of Jacob, there shall come the sons of Joseph, and they shall bring the eye-save of understanding, the spiritual anointing, and the oil of gladness of a hope. And it will spark a revolution through a revelation for the salvation of this nation. Don't give up on it. Yahweh didn't give up on you. I got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. My time has too far, too quick, come and gone. Now, listen to me. If you would like Brother Bob's number for credit card debt, it's 1-920-293-8024. If you'd like Brother Paul and have need of STEM Tech, his contact number is 1-800-253-2748. And ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to have Dr. Gary and the items that we have, we only sell, we don't sell this to further our gain. Dr. Gary don't sell this to be noted or to make money. He sells this stuff at cost, practically, to donate to the Shepherd's Call Ministry, because so many of you people fail to tithe and send me love offerings. People now have increased the offerings to where we're standing on solid ground financially with our radio show. And we may, just may, get more time if more people will love Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call and help me. I'll preach the message if you'll give me the financing. Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. My number is Pastor Buddy, 423-626-2172. Now, that's Pastor Buddy, 423-626-2172. If you'd like to help me, ladies and gentlemen, you can do that by calling me at 626-2172. That's area code 423. My mailing address, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Ladies and gentlemen, you can help me if you will. Just put the zip code on there. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. Now, I'll see you next Sunday night with a brand new series, unless Yahweh says, just stay on the Riddler, the Jokers. Ladies and gentlemen, there's one thing that a bug that lives under a rock don't want to do. He hates the light. And when you raise up the rock of ignorance and fear and superstition, you'll find the money changers hanging on the bottom of the roof, because they're the lovers of money. And the money, love of money, is the root of all evil. I'll see you next Sunday night. Many blessings.